Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 16th of July. Do you want to be a son? The Holy Spirit convicts us of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Convicting us of judgment, the Spirit affirms that we no longer need to be afraid of death, nor be subject to the accusations of Satan. The Spirit is convincing us to live by the love of God that He pours into our heart. By this love, we no longer judge ourselves according to the knowledge of good or evil. Rather, we are compelled by love to judge that we died with Christ, and that as we receive His life, we are no longer to live for ourselves, but for Christ who died for us and rose again. The Apostle John said that when we live in this way, the love of God is perfected in us, so that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. In summary, when the Spirit who is with us convicts us of sin, righteousness, and judgment, He is asking us, "Do you want to be a son of God?" If we do not resist the conviction of the Spirit, He gives to us the faith to believe for what is totally impossible and unthinkable. We are able to believe that we can be a son of God. Before we consider the implications of this expression of faith, it is important to recognize that a person can resist the conviction of the Holy Spirit and choose to live according to the flesh. In his address to the Jews, Stephen noted this response, saying to his hearers, "You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always resist the Holy Spirit. As your fathers did, so do you." Even after we have begun to walk by the Spirit, we can turn back to living according to the flesh. In doing so, we are at risk of losing our salvation, for Paul said, "If you live according to the flesh, you will die." The references used in today's devotions are Revelation chapter 12, verse 10, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 14 and 15, 1 John chapter 4 verse 17, Acts chapter 7 verse 51, Galatians chapter 3 verses 1 to 4, and Romans chapter 8 verse 13. For further study, 1 Corinthians chapter 2.